Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And maybe you've seen in the news the story of a man who was fired from his job as a construction foreman in Corona, California, whose son is on dialysis at a major children's hospital in Southern California. He's lost his health insurance as the result of him being fired, and he is contesting this. But he's also being sued by his employer. We have finally been able to get in touch with the employer. Mr. Stephen Bozell is the owner of B&B Construction. And Mr. Bozell, I want to talk to you, not argue or anything. I know that this is a very emotionally charged case, but I would like to talk to you about this. Your reasons for firing him. He has a son who is on dialysis. The boy needs to go to the hospital. The man needs his health insurance. And maybe you can tell us about it.
Mr. Henry, the lawsuit is multifaceted, and there's been a lot of bad publicity, so I'd like to give you some background, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
It started, I own and operate my own construction company in Corona, California, B&B Construction, and I'm going to ask my son to turn the TV down. We've won a lot of industry awards. We're a successful company. And this came from a conversation I'd had with my secretary, Sandy Norberg. She'd said that some guys on the different crews didn't think that I had much of a sense of humor.
By different crews, you mean what?
By different construction crews.
Okay, you have a lot of different crews that work for you.
Yes, sir. So anyway, I invited some guys from the crews to have lunch, and I had two of my foremen and a couple of my workers, and we were going to go over to the Subway sandwich shop, which is right across Foothill Boulevard from my construction office in Corona.
Okay.
And we went to the Subway sandwich shop, and I was going to buy everybody lunch because they say you be more personal with your staff and with your employees. That's what I read up on, so that's what I wanted to do. So I saw this woman who was walking in front of us on the crosswalk, and she had what looked like, it turned out later, she had red blood all down the inner part of her pants and in the crotch area, like she was bleeding, probably from it being her time of the month or what have you, so I wanted to do something for my employees to show them that I was one of them, so I elbowed one of the guys. I said, now watch this. And I called out to her. I said, hey, lady, it looks like somebody shot you in the ass. So I looked at my watch. I noted the time because my attorney has always told me to note the time anytime something you feel is actionable is taking place, because nobody laughed. None of my workers laughed.
I don't blame them.
Well, sir,
I don't blame them for not laughing.
Sir, if I could finish, please, sir.
Go ahead.
Nobody laughed. None of my workers laughed. And the woman, and all it was a joke, she looked down and she started running into a store and looked, she was crying. And I'm standing there for all the world looking like the hind end of a horse when all I was trying to do was put a smile on their faces. And now they're not laughing. And the woman started to run away and my employees don't laugh. So they don't even give me the common courtesy of a chuckle or even say, what a bad joke.
They didn't say anything.
They said nothing in order to completely humiliate me.
Well, Steve, I have to jump in and tell you that it was not funny.
But Steve, you have to let me finish, Mr. Enner. I'm in a construction game. The construction workers are totally different. We laugh at crude humor. Okay?
Well, then why didn't they laugh?
Because they're trying to be politically correct. This woman was handicapped on account of political correctness. She was...
You didn't say that she was... This is the late... Now, the lady that was bleeding... And the poor woman had obviously, it was her time of the month, as you mentioned, and she was bleeding. You said she's also handicapped?
She was limping like she had a prosthetic leg. I told my lawyer she was limping way deep down and then coming back up, and way deep down and coming back up. My lawyer said that that's probably from a prosthetic leg, is what she called it.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
But that's not what the joke was about. The joke was about was her time of the month, and she didn't know it, see? That's why I said, it looks like you got shot in the ass. Nobody laughed, and this woman has blood from her time of the month, and she's got only one leg. So everybody needs a scapegoat because of that, and they don't laugh at my joke.
Well, I'm reading here something here from your attorney. Now, is this the proposed settlement that I'm reading?
Yes, sir.
What is this? This is...
Basically what you're looking at, the individuals that didn't laugh, which was Ray Borstein, Cliff Bettigrew, Tommy Shaw, and Bill Rumsford, who are the two workers... They caused me humiliation, mental cruelty, the sodomizing of my reputation, and the woman who I've since found out was a woman named Laura Berger has also been named for bleeding in public because that caused damage to my sense of humor and made me look like a fool. I'm going to...
You can't sue somebody for bleeding in public.
Well, yes, you can, sir, because she... there's a little thing called a tampon okay?
Look, at there are a lot of women who, because of stress, because of...
Attorney, I've got an attorney, and I don't need you to explain to me the facts of life, if you don't mind.
I'm not sure. I'm not explaining the facts of life. It sounds to me as if you're saying she did it on purpose.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you do have to take responsibility for your actions. Now, why doesn't anybody see my side of this? Everybody feels sorry for her. Everybody...
You made a joke, sir. All right, let me give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. The fact that 1-800-449-8686, the fact of the matter is you have terminated those four workers, one of whom has a son who badly needs dialysis. You have terminated that man's health insurance.
I feel sorry for that boy whose father is so full of anger and cruelty that he can't laugh at a perfectly funny joke. I'm sorry about the boy, but which is better? And I told my wife this, to live in a world with a father that don't laugh at jokes or to just slip quietly into the hereafter because of kidney failure, but at least not have to sit there listening to your dad not laughing. They brought it on themselves in many ways.
And you're suing this woman, Laura Berger, for bleeding in public.
Sir, I know for a fact, because I double-checked it with my wife, that they've got tampons, Tampax, sanitary napkin, Kotex, and other devices that you don't bleed. See? See what I'm saying?
I'm perfectly aware of that, but you're not aware of the fact that some women are going to go through that because through stress or whatever, they happen to have a tough time. She's not bleeding in public on purpose.
I didn't say that she did. I'm saying she did, though, because she didn't take care of it.
Well, let's look at it this way. The woman's got a problem. She's got the obvious staining on her pants, and you make a joke which you seem to think your employees should have laughed at.
Yes, at least made an effort. To make me not feel like a fool.
All right. You go, hey, lady, it looks like somebody shot you in the ass.
I was forced to yell at her. I had no choice because I'm the boss, and there's an obvious stain on her crotch, and so everybody's looking at me like, well, you're the boss. You should make a joke about that.
Oh, sir.
I was there, sir. So I said, it looks like someone shot you in the ass. Nobody laughs, makes me look like a fool, and then she limps away, and I did not even know that she was handicapped until I saw her limp away.
All right, well, you yelled at a handicapped woman, hey, lady, looks like somebody shot you in the ass. Your coworkers didn't laugh at any of this. You're suing her for bleeding in public or whatever it is.
Because of irresponsible behavior in public.
Yeah, but you're also, and I'm looking at what your attorney put together here. Humiliation, mental cruelty, the sodomizing of your reputation, bleeding in public, which has caused irreparable damage to your sense of humor, and made you look foolish.
That is correct.
In the meantime, your employee, Tom Welch, has a son who receives dialysis. He claims you terminating him terminates his health coverage, and the boy's life is in danger.
Sir, I was not the one who didn't laugh.
Do you really think it's worth this boy's life that these men did not laugh at your very poor choice of jokes?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do.
How can you possibly think it's worth that boy's life?
Number one, that's not my son. That's his son. It's his responsibility. Number two.
No, but wait a minute. You're the guy.
Number two, when you hire on to get a job and you agree to do a good job and then you make me look like a fool? No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. A lot of handicapped people do things for attention. My lawyer digs a little deeper into this case. Maybe that crippled woman bled on purpose. I don't know. But all I know is I told a joke. They didn't laugh. I fired them. I hope the boy gets dialysis. I don't know. It's not my job. I got a son of my own.
All right. Do you need to take a moment?
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. This is a bizarre case involving a construction contractor, employees of his that have quit, were fired for not laughing at a joke that he told. And it sounds like the kind of a joke that just isn't, it wasn't funny. There's a handicapped woman who had some bleeding. Hey, lady, did somebody shoot you in the ass? The men didn't laugh. He fired four of them, one of them with a son who's on dialysis. And Mr. Bozell, and just so I'm clear, Mr. Bozell, do you believe that you're a victim here?
Of course I'm a victim.
You believe you're the victim?
Of course I am. Look what happened to me. In other words, my reputation got sodomized, which my attorney said I'm the owner of a construction company, and I'm made to look like the hind end of a horse out on a public street in Corona, California. My sense of humor was raped, and my reputation was sodomized. Now, you can talk to any judge you want.
I've never heard of... Is your TV on or something?
Turn it down, Chad.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I've never heard of any lawyer drafting any proposed lawsuit accusing someone of raping somebody's sodomizing their reputation and raping their sense of humor. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. I'm Phil Hendry. Steve Bozell is the owner of a construction company in Corona. He's fired some men, and he's got himself in the middle of a lawsuit. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Steve Bozell. He's a construction worker. He's a construction owner of a construction company in Corona, California. And he's at home right now with his kids. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. In short, you fired four men because they didn't laugh at a very bad joke that you made.
And well, you know, you call it a bad joke, but I was trying to bond with them. And
well, you were making a crack about a woman that was... She was bleeding from her time of the month, and it came through her pants, and she's on a crosswalk. It must be mortifying for any woman in a position like that. And you said something like, hey, lady, looks like somebody was shot in the ass. Now,
Mr. Andrew, you're trying to make me out to look like a bad guy here.
Well, you fired a man whose son is on dialysis and needs the health insurance to keep his son literally alive. Now, the mother in that family is not able to work. Is that right?
No, sir, that's not right. His mother could go out and work and help the family just fine.
No, according to our records, she has been committed to a psychiatric hospital for the last 3 years. She is a paranoid schizophrenic with delusions of grandeur, according to the diagnosis. Isn't that right?
I told the hospital that's a whole lot of gobbledygook because she don't want to go to work, so she's play-acting like she's crazy.
Well, this is the man's wife. I don't know what you're doing telling the hospital anything.
Because he's crying because he can't pull no paycheck. I said, what about your wife? He said, my wife's dingy. She's bouncing off the walls. I said, you can put her to work. Many of the circuses or whatever.
What do you mean a circus?
As some kind of a circus freak or a sideshow. I don't know.
Look, do you know what century we live in?
Mr. Henry, I was made to look like a fool in front of my employees.
Oh, come on, man. You want to take a man's wife out of a psychiatric hospital? Here is Dixie on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Dixie.
Mr. Bozell.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been listening to this. I'm on my way home from school. I just got out of my class, and I've been listening to you.
What's that got to do with me?
It does have nothing to do with you, but the listeners might not want to know a little bit. So just why don't you shut up for a second and listen to somebody that's got some common sense.
Well, you're bringing up stuff about you going to school. That's got nothing to do with my lawsuit.
And you have no lawsuit. Your lawsuit is absolutely bogus. It's absolutely ridiculous. Nobody made you look like a fool, Mr. Bozell. You had every capability of making yourself look like a fool.
Do you know what it's like to have your child come home and say, hey, Daddy, I hear you're not funny? Because people at the office were talking to my own son about how I wasn't funny.
Well, maybe you're not. Do you ever think of that? Maybe you're just not funny?
Ma'am, I was trying to bond with my employees on account of that.
Bond with your employees at somebody else's expense is not exactly the way you bond with an employee.
But she's already limping across the crosswalk. It ain't like people haven't yelled at her from a car.
Oh, my God.
Maybe they haven't. You are talking to a handicapped person right now who does have a limp. And I call myself cripple all the time. So other people, I had to stop because other people found it distasteful.
Well,
me, I don't care. My son calls me cripple all the time.
How come you limp?
I had a stroke.
Oh, it ain't because you got one of them plastic legs.
No,
oh,
I don't
will
have
you
a plastic
stop
leg.
It, okay?
I don't have a plastic leg. I have a very real leg. It just happens I had a stroke.
You don't have one of those big shoes.
No, I do not.
Hey,
Let
me ask you
my
something.
My feet are five,
okay.
Size five. They are not big.
Okay,
I'm a very petite person.
All right. Okay.
And you know what?
I
had somebody like you calling and saying something about me, you know, you're a jerk, and that's all there is to it. You're a fool.
I'm a jerk.
And nobody has to make you look like a fool. You look like one on your own. So where is your
You had a stroke. Well, wait a second. You had a stroke.
Yes, I did.
Okay. But do you still bleed or just from one side?
Are you an idiot?
Well, let me ask
Are you
one,
an
one,
idiot? No, hold on, Dixie. Are you a complete idiot? Do you live with a woman?
Mr. Henry, I've been married for 15 years.
You've been married for 15 years. You understand that women bleed, don't you?
On account of their time of the month, yeah.
On account of their time of the month. You got it, Ace. Sometimes, because of stress, they bleed excessively.
Ever heard of a tampon? See, I got you on that one.
Well, maybe you have him on that, but you don't have me because I happen to be a woman and I happen to have just had an operation because of excessive bleeding. So
yeah, you're all messed up. You're limping. You got a stroke. I mean...
Yeah, I am messed up. That's right. But you know what?
You know what? I'd yell at you, too.
I wouldn't fire somebody or anything else or sue somebody because of them being distasteful. You know, maybe that woman did not know. Sometimes you can't tell.
Can I ask you a question? Because now I'm feeling a little funny. Was it you that I yelled at? Were you in Corona or...
No, actually, I'm not in Corona.
Oh, okay, I thought maybe...
All right, thank you very much, Dixie. No, that ain't the woman that you yelled at. She's in the other side of the country.
All right, sir.
All right, sir.
You know, Mr. Andrew, you can make fun of me all you want, but my attorney, Dolores Blazingame, told me that my sense of humor was raped.
Is that the word she used? Your sense of humor was raped? I really got to meet your lawyer one of these days. 1-800-449-8686. Eileen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Eileen?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Good, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just want to ask you, maybe your jokes are corny, sir. I don't see why you fired the people just for them to laugh at your silly joke.
Because they meant, because I was trying to bond with them, and they're supposed to laugh at me because I'm their boss trying to be their friend.
Well, why don't you show them how big a boss you can be and hire them back?
Hire them back? If I hire them back, then they're going to tell everybody that my jokes aren't funny.
No, then they'll tell everybody that you're bigger than your ass is.
I'm bigger than my what?
Than your ass is, because you're acting a total ass. How can you make fun of a crippled woman? Do you know you're not supposed to make fun of people that are handicapped?
I was fully prepared to give those men a raise, but then they didn't laugh. I got to take the raise back.
You took the raise back, and you raised their job from up underneath them.
What part?
I think that's awful, sir.
What part of country are you from, ma'am?
I'm from Denver, Colorado. Where are you from?
I can't understand a word you're saying.
I bet you can't understand what I'm saying.
No, ma'am,
You are a silly, silly person.
Ma'am, they said nothing in order to humiliate me. Now, I'm in the construction business, and everybody knows that construction workers make jokes about farts, bowel movements, and everything, and it's really funny.
It'll be really funny if you hire them back, and I think that will show how big a person you were if you just took them back and forget about this.
Okay, all right, let's see it your way for a minute. Say I hire them back. Now everybody's going to say, oh, look at Bozell. He can't even make a decision. He fires them one day and hires them back.
No, just say Bozell made a decision, and he made a wise decision.
I can't do that because my attorney told me if I ever hired them back, that would be the sodomization of my good judgment.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I do feel sorry
That my judgment would be sodomized.
Your judgment
would be sodomized? Well, you'd be sodomizing your own judgment because you're the one that made the decision. What kind of an attorney have you got, anyway?
I got a damn good one. Let me tell you what.
Well, he's going to have your ass out of a lot of money, and you might lose your company.
No, ma'am. I'm not going to lose my company. How am I going to lose my company?
What if these guys sue you?
They can't sue me because I got that covered.
Anybody can counter sue.
Let me tell you something, Eileen. I got that covered. These guys have not been turning their receipts in. One of them come back with no gas receipt. Another guy took an hour and a half lunch. Another guy, there's lumber missing from the shed. No, I got it covered. These boys try to get funny with me. I'll drop the hammer on them.
Okay, well, you have a nice day, sir.
Well, thank you very much for your call. One of them didn't what?
Don't worry about it.
One of them didn't turn in a gas receipt. So, in other words, what you're going to do is you're going to blackmail these guys. If they try to countersue, you're going to come up with all kinds of stuff that you've been keeping on them. Steve Bozell's the owner of a construction company. He made a joke about a woman bleeding through her pants. His employees didn't laugh, so he's suing them for sodomizing his reputation and raping his sense of humor. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm out of that.
All right, I'm talking with Steve Bozell. He's fired four men from his company. He's a construction contractor in Corona, California, for not laughing at a joke he made at the expense of a handicapped woman who was also bleeding from her time of the month, and it went through her pants.
I resent you saying at the expense of this woman, Mr. Henry.
Let me have my point of view, okay? Because I do believe it was at her expense. You made a joke. Hey, ladies, it looks like somebody shot you in the ass, and your guys didn't laugh. You fired all four of these men, one of whom has a boy on dialysis who desperately needs health care.
Mr. Henry, I'm a very funny person.
You're a funny person. Based upon that, I don't think you're funny.
Well, I don't think you're qualified to comment on that, sir. I worked, before I got into the construction business, I was an aspiring stand-up comic. I did work at Coconuts in Fresno, and I did tour the Scott Hansen's Comedy Gallery in Minneapolis, too. So I had done some...
You did stand-up comedy?
I did before I got into the business, yeah.
Why did you quit?
For two reasons. Basically, my wife got pregnant. I had a family, and I did have, at that time, tragically, a cocaine problem, which I've got it under control. I don't do it hardly at all anymore, but I did...
You were a drug abuser.
No, I was not a drug abuser. I did have coke problems. I liked it, I'll tell you. You know, so...
You did a stand-up comedy act.
Yes, sir, I did.
Do a joke for me.
Well, I didn't do jokes. I mean, I did. I basically spritz what they call spritz with the crowd, which is what a lot of the Jewish comics would call it, spritz with the crowd. And I would spritz with the crowd.
You spread. You were going back and forth with the crowd?
Yes, sir.
Well, show me what did you used to say?
Well, I mean, I find, like, just anything. I mean, like, if I got heckled or something, one guy was heckling me one night when I was on stage in North Dakota, and the guy was heckling me. I said, sir, they ruined a real good monkey when they cut the tail off of you. See? Now that is funny material.
No, that's just like real stale heckling lines.
Okay, you're telling me what's funny. Is that, in other words, what you're trying to do?
Okay, I'm not a comic or anything.
Yeah, okay, so just please shut up and please just shut up.
Give me another funny line.
I mean, I had a million of them. Like one time, I said, I was drinking a Coke, and I was drinking the Coke on stage, right?
Yeah.
And this girl in the back yelled, suck it down. And I said, hey, I don't yell that when you're working. See, you also need to have timing, which I had that too. And that was the other thing about the joke that I told on that lady who had blood and she was limping with one leg. I had perfect timing. I said, watch this. Hey, looks like somebody shot you in the ass. And it had three beats and everything. All of what they teach you in the comedy school.
I don't know anything about it, man. And I, you know what? All I know is it's a tasteless joke.
Well, you don't know what's funny.
Okay, and I guess your employees didn't either.
Well, they're construction workers. It's observational comedy is what it is. That's the whole thing that George Seinfeld did.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Art. Art, go ahead.
Yeah, is this me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I would just like to tell this guy, you know, I really feel sorry for your son. You have a son, and you're raising a son.
My son's watching
raising
TV
him
right
to
now.
Be a man and have a view like you have about a subject like that.
Wait a second. My son's watching TV. I always
you
spend
know,
time with him right now.
Let's turn the tables for a second. Had I been the boss and I had four guys
Art, can
that
I ask
worked
you, Art,
for me.
Art, can I ask you just, Art, hold on. Would you tell your son to turn that TV down?
Chad, you got to turn the TV down.
Go ahead, Art.
Had I been the boss, I had four of my employees, construction workers, rocket scientists, or whatever the hell they
turn,
were.
Turn the TV down.
And they made a... They made
turn,
a comment.
Wait a minute. Wait, Art. Tell them to turn the TV down. I can't hear the gentleman.
I'm sorry, Chad. You need to turn the TV set down. Daddy told you to turn the TV down, or I will put the hurt on you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Art.
Just to speed up what I want to say.
Yes, sir.
If I were the boss, I had four construction guys with me. One of them made a comment like that. The asses would have been fired as quick as a hiccup. Somebody should have had authority over you to tell you when to talk and when not to talk. That was an asinine comment. It was moronic for you to say something like that and expect somebody to laugh. First of all, it wasn't funny. Number two, it's totally insensitive.
Well, now, hold the phone, sir. I used to be a stand-up comic. I've done jokes and everything.
Well, I can tell why you got out of the comic business and got into the hammer and the nail business.
That's
you know,
right.
you got a mentality like you need to be flipping burgers at McDonald's. you know, you and Phil, I enjoy your show. That's all I got to say. I'm sorry, this guy and people like him have children.
No, sir, you have no
business with children.
Sir, excuse me, sir. I'm a good father. And I'll, hold on, that's Carrot Top. Keep it on. Sir, I'm a...
You have no business with children. You really don't.
Sir, that's an insult to say
you
to
need,
a man.
You need a class in how to be a human being, That's what you need.
I did stand-up comedy and everything.
And my prayers go out to the guy and his son who's on dialysis.
Sir?
I hope the courts will step in and do the right thing and shut your stupid ass
absolutely,
down.
Art.
Art,
thank you
on,
very
Art.
Much.
Art, they ruined a good monkey when they cut the tail off of you.
Yeah, right.
Boy, that is lame. You can't get your kid to... What show is he watching?
That's Carrot Top. What's that?
What show is he watching?
He's watching a comedy show or something. I don't know. Turn it. Keep it going. Go back to Carrot Top, goddammit. Go take it all the way around the dial now again and put it on Carrot Top. What'd you want, Phil?
What do I want? Did you just hit your kid?
That's all. Oh, man, look at that. You know what? That's on the TV right now, Phil. The monster truck thing.
Bug off. Hold. Hold on. That's Carrot Top. Oh, come on. I'm sure that's a perfect capper on that cat. Hey, hold on, man. That's Carrot Top. Turn it back. Oh, God. I used to be a stand-up comic. I got all the lines, man. I could have been great. The only problem was I had a cocaine problem. That isn't that funny. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The voice of Steve Bozell, the construction company owner, was done by me, and my voice was done by me, and the callers were people calling in, thinking Steve was a real guy. I don't know why that Carrot Top line just put me away, but just the idea of him, saying, hold on, that's Carrot Top, turn it back, and then he smacks his kid. Well, I mean, somebody hits their kid, you gotta laugh, right? Am I right? All right. Yeah, all right. 1-800-449-8686. I will get into, by the way, this beautiful magazine from Stuff Magazine, the 102 Sexiest Women of the World, in just a moment. First here is Scott. Scott, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Phil, man, that last segment was beautiful.
You do
the perfect personification of American sickness and hedonism.
Thanks.
You've got it down to a Q.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, how do you get the inspiration?
Well, you know, just a guy that, what were we thinking of, Janice, when we were coming up with that bit? I think, you know, the idea of a guy, weren't you talking about women who have that, you know, bleeding problem? Yeah, Janice was talking about that women who bleed extra once a month, and we worked it into a bit. Some guy making a joke about it.
That's sad that you could actually figure that somebody would find that hilarious, but I mean,
oh, yeah.
there are these sick people out there.
And then there's that whole angle, construction workers all like, you know, stupid humor, which is not necessarily...
Well, the fart and the feces jokes, yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily true either. And actually, the guy didn't hang on, but we had a guy calling from Maine who owned a construction company and was completely angry that he would be lumped in with this moron. So thank you for your call. I appreciate that.
Hey, thanks, Phil. Keep up the good work, man.
Bye-bye. The 102 Sexiest Women in the World. Here they are. Britney Spears, number one. Number two, Jennifer Lopez. Number three, Cameron Diaz. Number four, Heather Graham. Number five, Alyssa Milano. Heather Graham, by the way. No, Cameron Diaz, forget it. See, what I got to do here is I got to, as I go through these, I'll tell you which people don't belong on the list. Not saying that she's not attractive. I just don't believe she belongs on a list of the sexiest women in the world. Heather Graham doesn't. It may be because she has a small resemblance to Charles Bronson, but I'm joking around. Of course she doesn't. All right, number six, Angelina Jolie. Number seven, Beyonce Knowles. Number eight, Jamie Presley. Number nine, Shakira. Number 10, Brooke Burke. Number 11, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Number 12, Jessica Alba. Number 13, Christina Aguilera. Number 14, Jennifer Garner. Nah. We ought to have a buzzer or something. Do you have an air raid siren or anything? We'll just go ahead and... Yeah, you'll hear that when we feel they've gotten it wrong. How about that air raid siren too, Craig? You got that anywhere? Number 15, Halle Berry. Number 16, Patricia Velasquez. Number 17, Pamela Anderson. Number 18, Courtney Cox. Nope. Number 19, Leah Remini. Number 20, James King. Number 21, Denise Richards. Number 22, Gwen Stefani. Number 23, Penelope Cruz. No way. Look, would you quit? You know, I'm sure she's a fine actress. No kidding. Would you stop already with trying to push her off as one of the sexiest creatures in the world? Although if she mistook your face for a bar stool, would you really? I'm just kidding. Okay, now, Alisa Benitez is number 24. 25, Kirsten Dunst. Not. 26, Rachel Lee Cook. 27, Amy Smart. 28, Eliza Dushku. 29, Audrey Tautou. 30, Rachel Weisz. 31, Selma Hayek. 32, Amanda Markham. 33, Drea De Mateo. 34, Marissa Coughlin. 35, Katie Holmes. 36, Pink. 37, Malaya Jones. 38, Mia Kirshner. 39, Rose McGowan. I'm kidding. 40, Allie Larder. 42, Kristen Davis. 43, Jessica Simpson. Forget it. Come on. We got already Christina and the other one. But, you know, just because you're pumping them out once a year, if you'll pardon the expression, pumping them out, doesn't mean we all got to just fall over head over heels. I mean, I am 49 and she's 16, but, you know. 44, Amanda Peet. 45, Sarah Michelle Gellar. 40, you know what? She's tired. 40, I'm just kidding around, Sarah. You're beautiful. 46, Wicked Queen. Whatever. 47, Shirley Manson. 48, Thandie Newton. 49, Tara Reid. 50, Rosalind Sanchez. 51, Kate Hudson. Good actress, not particularly sexy. Yeah, Goldie Hawn. I'm kidding. She's not on the list. 52, Susan Ward. 53, Kylie Bax. 54, Mila Kunis. 55, Shannon Sossaman. 56, have you heard of half of these women? 56, Sofia Vergara. 57, Elisha Cuthbert. She's really sexy, but I hadn't heard the buzzer in a while. 58, Nelly Furtado. 59, Carmen Electra. She's a little on the skanky. 60, Willa Ford. 61, Yancey Butler. Yancey Butler. She's a wide receiver for the Packers. 62, Jill Arrington. 63, Kate Beckinsale. 64, the MTV girls. Oh, bug off. You know, when you start getting into that, the MTV girls thing, just giving them one at a time, man. We can get it. We can wrap our minds around it. Next thing you know, it'll be like the Today Show Weather Girls. 65, Jerry Ryan. 66, Vanessa Shaw. 67, Mandy Moore. Where is she? Yeah, she is. Charlotte Ross is number 68. 69, Famke Janssen. 70, Kim Smith. 71, Katherine Heigl. 72, Lori Trespicchio. 73, Jamie Lynn Siegler. Where is she? Yeah, she's fine. She's getting older, isn't she, that little, what's her name? The Sopranos, yeah. 74, Liz Vassy. 75, Veronica Kay. 76, what does he want? What do you want, R.C.?
Yeah, when you were reading off that list, didn't you say Pink was on there?
Yeah.
Ain't they all pink?
77, Michelle Rodriguez. 78, Brittany Daniels. 79, Dominique Swain. 80, Lisa Lopez. You burn a guy's house down, you're done. You got to be putting me on, putting her on that list. Why her and not the other two? How about that little what's-her-face, T-Boz? She's better looking. 81, Sarah Winter. 82, Rebecca Ramjan Stamos. 83, Amy Cobb. 84, Laura Prepon. Okay. 85, Natasha Henstridge. 86, Bridget Moynihan. 87, Patrick Moynihan. 87, Lisa Marie. 88, Farooza Balk. Oh, she's the one from, what show was that? 88, Farooza Balk. She was the one from American History X and Almost Famous and The Craft. She reminds me of an ex-girlfriend of mine. 90, Emmanuel Trikey. 91, Zhang Zui. 92, Jewel. 93, Amber Bricklick. Amber Bricklick. She's just great. 94, Jolene Blaylock. Nah. 95, Tiffany Thiessen. 96, Jordana Brewster. 97, Paulina Rubio. 98, Marley Shelton. 99, Jessica Biel. 100, Summer Altis. 101, Josie Moran. And there you go. Oh, and 102, Caprice. We only buzzed how many, like a half a dozen in the list? Well, there you go. Check it out. Stuff Magazine's 102 Sexiest Women in the World. There's not a one of them over the age of 40 or 30, so, but I, you know, it's cool. Well, Pamela Anderson, how old is she? 51, and she's doing beautifully. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Maybe you disagree with some of the women that I buzzed there. Maybe you never heard of half of them. We certainly haven't, and I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about, like, my engineer who's 25. He didn't know who any of them were. Who are they? I mean, are these models that were supposed to know their name? Are they on television? Are they just the girlfriends of the guys that lay the magazine out once a month? Let me just throw my wife in. Maria Sanchez! And our website, of course, philhenryshow.com. If you enjoy The Phil Henry Show, well, how about this? A gift membership to The Phil Henry Show website. Get them a backstage pass. You get all of the audio, all the archived audio, high quality, beautiful quality on this stuff. Better quality than anything you're going to hear on any of these other websites. Any of these guys that are pirating our stuff and sticking it on their website. You know, with all due respect, I mean, they're nice people and they like our show, but they're taking food out of my children's mouths. And not only that, but the audio is in really bad shape. Go to our website and listen to it in crisp, clean taste of Budweiser. So go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and for $6.95 a month, you'll get our listening live line, or you can hear the show on demand. You'll also get all of our archived audio, like from today's show. We're going to be placing a couple of flashback bits up on the site. You'll also get our 30-day archives, which goes back 30 days, oddly enough. And so if you heard a show that you liked, if you heard an hour that you liked, you'd like to hear it again, boom, you just go back. And what we're going to be doing in the days and weeks to come is we're going to get descriptions of each day's show on that 30-day archive, aren't we, guys? Aren't we, Doug? So that'll be coming up. And also some of the features that we've had down through the years, like our webcast, which was a 360-degree beautiful video webcast on December the 21st. That's still available on demand. It's all there, philhenryshow.com. Don't forget about our Best Of CD, 1-877-616-7445, 877-616-7445. Call and help out the kids.